The issues are issues that we already discussed, which are essentially that the only things which can be used on Yom Tov, even things that have to do with food, are things that had the status of mukhan, that were already prepared for usage prior to Yantif. Anything which is not min hamukhan, certainly we can't use on Yantif, and it falls into that category of muktzah. There is a dispute in the Mishnah that we're about to see. What if it's safek? What if you're not really sure? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. And you would think, since it's an issur derabanan, we could really paskin lekula. But there's an interesting point here that is raised by Chazal, that people were mizalzel and yantif. For Shabbos is an issur skila, and yantif isn't even an issur kares, it's only an issur lav. Yom Kippur is in the middle, kares. And Chazal were very concerned about the integrity of yantif. So we paskin that even if it's safek min hamuchan, that is a machlokes tanaim, but as we'll see, we'll paskin the chumra regarding that case as well. What if it's something that a non-Jew brought for a Jew? So again, that should only be an issur derabanan, and there could be a suffix about that, about whether they brought it for themselves, they brought it for the Jew. So there too, there was a dispute, but we'll see in the Mishnayos that even though there is a basis for kula in the tanaim, we end up paskening the chumra. So this is the beginning of the third chapter. Ein sadin dagin min habibarin biyam tov. So when it comes to fish, they had bibarin, or certain kinds of streams that have irrigation dishes in them, and they're really set up for fishing because they come to typically an angle or a curving point where the water comes, and if you put a net there, right, you're able to catch the fish. So those are obviously not minamuchan, they're coming from upstream. You know, yesterday they were in Albany or something like that, so that obviously can't be used on Yantif, and you can't feed them. The only kind of animals that a person can feed on Shabbos or on Yantif are animals who are relying upon you for food. Right? Animals that have no connection to a person. This is why there are different minhagim. Some people do tashlich, some people don't do tashlich. Those who do tashlich, some people do it on Rosh Hashanah, some people do it in the Esar Simei Tshuva, some people do it all the way to Hoshana Rabbah. Within that group of those people who do tashlich, some people, I remember seeing when I was a kid, people flinging the bread into the water, which there's not really technically a problem with, but if you kind of know that there are, you know, ducks there or fish there or whatever, so that's an issue of feeding animals which aren't in any way connected to oneself. They're not relying on you for the mizonos. So I guess if you did tashlich every single day, that might be a different story. Those animals might be looking to you for lunch. That might be a limud zchus on that practice. So a chaya and oaf that were caught in an enclosed area, so they were caught, let's say, before Yantif, so that would be permissible, and you could feed them if they were depending on you for food. It's very hard for us to make a general rule when it comes to these streams / irrigation dishes, but anything that prior to Yantif was free, and now on Yantif it was caught, so that by definition is shalom min hamuchan. V'she'enu mechusar tzeida mutter, but anything that was already caught before Yantif, even if you hadn't shechted it or done whatever it is, but it was already caught prior to Yantif, then it's permissible. So as we pointed out before, there could be many sveikos involved in this. Like, you know, this is the era before you had drones to watch over all of your traps, you know, at the same time. So you'd go and check them every now and again to see if an animal got caught. You know, there was like actual human labor that was involved in this process. So you could have a suffix which comes up, and then that would presumably be only be a suffix derabanan. That's what we're going to talk about. So mitzudos chayav ovadagim shasan meir of Yantif. You had the trap set before Yantif. Lo yitol mehen beyantif, ela imken yodea shenitzodu meir of Yantif. So if you go over there on Yantif and all of a sudden you have some game, you have catch, so you're not allowed to take it unless somehow you could be absolutely sure that you caught it before Yantif, whether it's a chai, an undomesticated animal, whether it's an oaf, whether it's a bird. Now, clearly you have to know something about the tzura of the animal of the trap to try to figure out, was this caught Erev Yantif, the day before Erev Yantif? It's obviously not going to tell you, right, in any kind of an obvious way. So there'd have to be some mechanism figured out. So Ma'isa ben Achriach, this is where non-Jews come to the story. Shehevi dagim le Rav Gamliel. So he comes on Yantif to Rav Gamliel with I don't know, let's call it salmon. So he knows it's not an issue of machalos asuros. The question is, did this come from outside the tchum? That would be a problem. Was this caught on Yontif itself? That would be a problem. Did the Nachri bring them specifically for me? So that could be like an Amir La'akum issue if there was malacha involved. V'amar and Rangam Liel said, me'ikar hadin mutarin hein. They're all permissible. So he says that if it's safik mina muchan, that really is mutar. Or if it's a safik as to whether a non-Jew really brought it for me, and therefore the safik is for derabanan of shvus of Amir al-Nachri, that's also mutter. Rangam Liel was mutter on all of these things. We're machmir, but he was mutter. He matir all of these questions. Ella, he just said, she'en ritzoni l'kabel heimenu. But I don't want to take the fish from him. So why did he want to take the fish? Any guesses? It's all mutter. Why didn't he want to take the fish? The Rambam doesn't explain in his Perush on Mishnah. Does anybody want to... Oz?
He wasn't hungry.
Okay, maybe. So the Bartanura says, Lefisha husone oso. Now, I'm not sure what that means. The Nachri or the fish? That's a good question. I'm not sure. But either way, he didn't want to take the fish. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Baruch Hu, Zachos, Yisrael, Lefika Achir, Ram, Tar Mitzvah, Shanem,